A Higher Things Reflection for Thursday of the fifth week of Easter, May the 2nd, 2024. What is the third petition? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What does this mean? The good and gracious will of God is done even without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it may be done among us also. How is God's will done? God's will is done when he breaks and hinders every evil plan and purpose of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature, which we do not want us to hallow God's name or let his kingdom come, and when he strengthens and keeps us firm in his word and faith until we die. This is his good and gracious will. Small Catechism, Third Petition. In the name of Jesus, amen. When Scripture speaks of God's will, it simply means what God wants. And what does God want for you? First, to do for him. Basically, the Ten Commandments. The commandments are God's will, not suggestions. Whatever work is good, that is described by the Ten Commandments. God is pleased when these commandments are done. So when you do these works, which Christians can only begin to do in this life, you are serving God. You also serve God when you serve your neighbor. The Catechism reminds us with every explanation to the commandments that begins by saying, we should fear and love God so that we, because of our sinful nature, we cannot keep the commandments well enough to justify ourselves. So for this part of God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven, God himself must act. God wants, second, for him to do. God wants to rescue you from your sins and to redeem you. To do this, he sent his son, Jesus, to die for you and to rise for your justification. Jesus, the perfect, spotless Lamb of God, was sent to die for your sins by God's good and gracious will. Now, having ascended, Jesus sends the Holy Spirit who speaks of him. The Holy Spirit operates by the pure teaching of the Word and by the sacraments. This, too, is God's will. Luke 7 says that the Pharisees and teachers of the law rejected God's will by not being baptized by John. So receiving the sacraments is part of God's will, not as a commandment to obey, but as a gift of grace to receive. By the means of grace, faith in Jesus is strong. God wants to declare you righteous by Jesus through faith in him alone. These two ways are how God's will is done on earth as it is in heaven. By this, the will of our spiritual enemies is broken and hindered. God be praised. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Heavenly Father, guard our faith and our life so that we believe your holy word and walk according to your commandments, and that we entrust our lives to your good and gracious will. Amen. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. This collection of over 600 hand-drawn Christian symbols by artist and author Edward Riojas will teach you the extensive history of the imagery of the Church. Each symbol is a beautiful and historical connection to generations of Christians that have worshipped before you. A complete guide to Christian symbols, now available from Concordia Publishing House.